The next LOS is to convert forward quotations expressed on a points basis, or in percentage terms, into an outright forward quotation. A forward exchange rate quote typically differs from the spot quotation and is expressed in terms of the difference between the spot exchange rate and the forward exchange rate. One way to indicate this is with points. The unit of points is the last decimal place in the spot rate quote. For a spot currency quote to four decimal places, such as 2.3481, each point is 1/10,000th. A quote of plus 18.3 points for a 90-day forward exchange rate means that the forward rate is 0.00183 more than the spot exchange rate. The next three LOS are to explain the arbitrage relationship between spot rates, forward rates, and interest rates, calculate and interpret a forward discount or premium, and to calculate and interpret the forward rate consistent with the spot rate and the interest rate in each currency. When currencies are freely traded and forward currency contracts exist, the forward premium or discount is approximately equal to the difference between the two countries' interest rates. This is because there is an arbitrage trade with a riskless profit to be made when this relation does not hold. For spot and forward rates expressed as domestic units per foreign unit, the exact relation, which is commonly referred to as interest rate parity, is as follows. Forward rate divided by spot rate equals 1 plus the domestic interest rate divided by 1 plus the foreign interest rate. This formula can be rearranged as necessary in order to solve for specific values of the relevant terms. The forward discount or forward premium for a currency is calculated relative to the spot exchange rate. The forward discount or premium for the base currency is the percentage difference between the forward price and the spot price. Consider the following spot and forward exchange rates as the price in U.S. dollars of 1 euro. The U.S. dollar per euro spot rate is 1.312. The U.S. dollar per euro 90-day forward rate is 1.320. The 90-day forward premium or discount on the euro is the forward rate divided by the spot rate minus 1, which equals 0.609%. Because this is positive, it is interpreted as a forward premium on the euro of 0.609%. Since we have the forward rate for 3 months, we could annualize the discount simply by multiplying by 4. Because the forward quote is greater than the spot quote, it will take more dollars to buy 1 euro 90 days from now. So the euro is expected to appreciate versus the US dollar, and the dollar is expected to depreciate relative to the euro. If the forward quote were less than the spot quote, the calculated amount would be negative, and we would interpret that as a forward discount for the euro relative to the US dollar. If interest rate parity holds, the currency with the higher interest rate should depreciate over time by approximately the amount of the interest rate differential. As an example, consider two imaginary currencies, the ABE and the DUB. The spot ABE per DUB exchange rate is 4.5671. The 1 year riskless ABE rate is 5%, and the 1 year riskless DUB rate is 3%. What is the forward exchange rate that will prevent arbitrage profits? Rearranging our interest rate parity formula, we can calculate the forward rate as the spot rate times the ratio of 1 plus the ABE interest rate to 1 plus the DUB interest rate, which results in a forward rate of 4.6558 ABE per DUB. The forward rate is greater than the spot rate by 1.94%. This is approximately equal to the interest rate differential of 2%. The currency with the higher interest rate should depreciate over time by approximately the amount of the interest rate differential. Note that if we were calculating a 90-day or 180-day forward exchange rate, we would need to use 90-day or 180-day interest rates rather than annual rates. Now, Let's build on this example by examining the arbitrage opportunity when the forward rate does not satisfy the equation that describes interest rate parity between two currencies. Consider a forward rate of 4.6, so that the depreciation in the ABE is less than that implied by interest rate parity. This makes the ABE attractive to a DUB investor who can earn a riskless profit as follows. Borrow 1,000 DUB for 1 year at 3% to purchase ABE and get 4,567.1 ABE. Invest the 4,567.1 ABE at the ABE rate of 5% to have 4,795.45 ABE at the end of 1 year. Enter into a currency forward contract to exchange the 4,795.45 ABE in 1 year at the forward rate of 4.6 ABE per DUB and receive 1,042.49 DUB. The investor has ended the year with a 4.249% return on his 1,000 DUB investment, which is higher than the 3% 1-year DUB interest rate. After repaying the 1,000 DUB loan plus interest, the investor has a profit of 12.49 DUB with no risk and no initial out-of-pocket investment, which is to say a pure arbitrage profit. Arbitragers will pursue this opportunity, buying ABE spot and selling ABE forward. This will drive down the spot ABE per DUB exchange rate and drive up the forward ABE per DUB exchange rate until the interest rate parity relation is restored and arbitrage profits are no longer available. The next LOS is to describe exchange rate regimes. The IMF categorizes exchange rate regimes into the following types: 2 for countries that do not issue their own currencies, and 7 for countries that issue their own currencies. Formal dollarization. A country can use the currency of another country. The country cannot have its own monetary policy, as it does not create money or have a currency. A country can be a member of a monetary union, in which several countries use a common currency. Within the European Union, for example, most countries use the euro. While individual countries give up the ability to set domestic monetary policy, they all participate in determining the monetary policy of the European Central Bank. The remaining 7 exchange rate regimes apply to countries that have their own currency. A currency board arrangement is an explicit commitment to exchange domestic currency for a specified foreign currency at a fixed exchange rate. A notable example of such an arrangement is Hong Kong. In Hong Kong, currency may only be issued when fully backed by holdings of an equivalent amount of U.S. dollars. The Hong Kong Monetary Authority can earn interest on its U.S. dollar balances. With dollarization, there is no such income, as the income is earned by the U.S. Federal Reserve when it buys interest-bearing assets with the U.S. currency it issues. While the Monetary Authority gives up the ability to conduct independent monetary policy and essentially imports the inflation rate of the outside currency, there may be some latitude to affect interest rates over the short term. In a conventional fixed peg arrangement, a country pegs its currency within margins of plus or minus 1% versus another currency, or a basket that includes the currencies of its major trading or financial partners. The monetary authority can maintain exchange rates within the band by purchasing or selling foreign currencies in the foreign exchange markets, which is called direct intervention. In addition, the country can use indirect intervention, including changes in interest rate policy, regulation of foreign exchange transactions, and convincing people to constrain foreign exchange activity. The monetary authority retains more flexibility to conduct monetary policy than with dollarization, a monetary union, or a currency board. However, changes in policy are constrained by the requirements of the peg. In a system of pegged exchange rates within horizontal bands, or a target zone, the permitted fluctuations in currency value relative to another currency or basket of currencies are wider, such as plus or minus 2%. Compared to a conventional peg, the monetary authority has more policy discretion because the bands are wider. With a crawling peg, the exchange rate is adjusted periodically, typically to adjust for higher inflation versus the currency used in the peg. This is termed a passive crawling peg, as opposed to an active crawling peg, in which a series of exchange rate adjustments over time is announced and implemented. An active crawling peg can influence inflation expectations, adding some predictability to domestic inflation. Monetary policy is restricted in much the same way it is with a fixed peg arrangement. With management of exchange rates within crawling bands, the width of the bands that identify permissible exchange rates is increased over time. This method can be used to transition from a fixed peg to a floating rate when the monetary authority's lack of credibility makes an immediate change to floating rates impractical. Again, the degree of monetary policy flexibility increases with the width of the bands. With a system of managed floating exchange rates, the monetary authority attempts to influence the exchange rate in response to specific indicators, such as the balance of payments, inflation rates, or employment, without any specific target exchange rate or predetermined exchange rate path. Intervention may be direct or indirect. Such management of exchange rates may induce trading partners to respond in ways that reduce stability. When a currency is independently floating, the exchange rate is market determined, and foreign exchange market intervention is used only to slow the rate of change and reduce short-term fluctuations, not to keep exchange rates at a certain target level.